Hello and welcome back to the From the Hip Podcast. Good morning, it's The Drive. And with me on The Drive, we have a very special guest today talking about performing. You would not think, as this guest is a performer, more than a figurehead. Let's get into our morning drive with our special guest, and you'll see what I mean. Good morning.
I'm back. I want to say I'm back and better than ever. I am a performer, and I'm not just talking about with interns at the White House, if you know what I mean. I play the saxophone and various other instruments, and I've been in many, many bands in my life, and even as I was going in the presidency, I was doing musical performances. Sometimes I was in disguise and dressed as a... Well, Frank, we had a band called the Ex-Presidents, and you may have heard them. I had to wear a disguise every time I did that. And I tell you, one of the biggest challenges we had there were when we had to disguise all my Secret Service guys. They were dressed, some of them had fake tattoos and dressed as bikers. We had many of the men had to dress as women just so they could stay out of the public's view. Me, myself, I wore various disguises. The band introduced me as a guest performer under many pseudonyms. But what I'm here to talk about today is that I had anxiety before I performed. You know, if I knew I had a show coming up that weekend, all week I was all tense and I had to practice my songs, and sometimes Hillary would drive her up the wall. But you never noticed that because I was a true professional. I would perform and then I would get off the stage. And during that week when I was doing my presidential duties, I acted like nothing was going on because I'm a professional. One of the things you have to do, Albert, when you got your shows, you have to carry on your daily life, but in the back of your mind, you have all of these things that are going around in your mind. They're spinning, they're going around like wheels on a watch. The rest of the people don't see that. I want to congratulate you on your success as an Elvis impersonator, also as a podcast creator, also as a Baconator, who makes breakfasts for the family, and most of the time just for himself, from what I hear. But congratulations, and I want you to know that you're not alone. You're performing. I feel your pain, just as America felt my pain as I went through that horrible, horrible incident with Monica. Mind you, that just the aftermath was horrible. During the Monica scandal, before everybody knew, it was quite good. That's it for now. I gotta go. I got some of the boys from Washington meeting me up here to make sure I'm safe. You know, got a lot of those presidential secrets deep inside. Don't really want to tell anybody unless you want to have me back on the show one time.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Mr. President, for stopping by and coming on The Drive. I'm going to be dropping you off at an undisclosed location so you can meet up with your boys. This has been Albert Athazi with the From the Hip Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I will catch you next time.
Hey, do you think we could stop by that strip club on the way home you told me about?